Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment. And most importantly, God bless America. Hope you all had a wonderful 4th of July. Hope you're thinking good thoughts about our country. And today I'm going to talk a little bit about something out of the courts, which is actually not a terrible thing. It's not exactly as I would have considered federal courts to look, and it does apply primarily to the federal courts. But there's a lot of people saying, you know, that they're at loggerheads, the court doesn't work, they can't do different things. Well, the decision that I'm going to talk about a little today actually had a wide range of judicial styles who all came to an agreement. And what it has to do with is whether or not in the federal system, whether courts have to consider rehab and whether there's been a change in updated sentencing guidelines when they're considering a reduction in their sentences. It doesn't say they have to do it, but why this is important is because we know, all of us know, that there's been a whole lot of modifications that have been done involving reduction in terms of sentencing guidelines, less consistent enforcement, I guess one would say, that it's able to be done by the courts and often is done even when prosecutors are requesting. It's not what happens. And this says that they have to actually look at this. It's been all over with the appellate courts, but now the Supreme Court says, look, you have to look at defendant's rehabilitation, updated sentencing guidelines that have occurred since the time that they were convicted, which could have been years ago. The opinion was actually written by Justice Sotomayor. She wrote, the federal courts must, except in the case of frivolous claims, look at a defendant's conduct and changes in the federal sentencing guidelines since the original sentencing when considering reducing a sentence. Because what all of these are, of this type of thing, are a request to reduce a sentence to get out sooner. Surprise, surprise. Saying it again, it's only when Congress or the Constitution limits the scope of information that a district court may consider in deciding whether and to what extent to modify a sentence that a district court's discretion to consider the information is restrained, meaning that they are supposed to look broadly at whether or not it is pertinent and desirable to reduce the sentence of the individual. It may not seem like these things are important, but they are because they come down to the state courts as well. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.